Classical guitarist Adam Levin has immersed himself in the music of Spain. He's performed across the United States and Europe, and this weekend he pays Metro Atlanta a visit by way of a solo performance at Spivey Hall, just south of the city in Morrow, Georgia. Levin paid us a visit here at WABE's studios yesterday to talk about performing 20th and 21st century Spanish music, and he was kind enough to play a little of it for us. We started by talking about how he received his start on the instrument.
Well, the guitar was first handed to me, I guess, when I woke up one day when I was 7 years old.
Really? Literally?
Yeah. My father is a classical guitarist. It's been a love of his life since the Beatles came out. He used to get my sister and I up at 5 o'clock in the morning to practice.
Holy smokes. And
he said, well, you know, listen, there's farmers out there that get up to milk the cows, and you need to get up and practice.
You have a new album out.
Yes, I do. So in May of 2013, I released my debut album on the Naxos label. It's called 21st Century Spanish Guitar. And this album comes from my interest in Spanish music. All classical guitarists have some basic knowledge of Spanish music. And I had been playing the music of Manuel de Falla, Enrique Granados, Isaac Albéniz, Joaquín Rodrigo, all the greats from a really early age, but without a context of what it means to play, to capture that Spanish sound. And so at a relatively late stage of my musical development, I decided to go to Spain and really imbibe, you know, and try to capture that Spanish spirit in the sound. What does it mean to play something Spanish? It's not this one sort of nationalist image of Spain. It's very diversified, very regionalized. From north, south, east, west, you get very different cultures, very different languages, terrains, all of it. It's
food.
Yeah, food. Yeah. I know, I live for food. I loved it. Yeah.
For we the lay people, when it comes to guitar and Spanish guitar especially, it's one thing to say you capture the spirit and the sound of Spain, but what about the difference, the contrast between 20th century Spanish guitar and 21st century?
There's sort of the influence of its neighbor France and the Impressionist style on Spanish music. Many of the great Spanish composers of the 20th century went to France for a period of time to develop their compositional languages. And I think it took them this trip away from their homeland to discover their national identity. And many of, and I think they sort of reinforced this Spanish identity when they were abroad together. Many of these composers met one another and they were sort of encouraging one another to write music that captured Spain. But we get a divergence from this in the 21st century. And I think in part that comes from the downfall of the Franco dictatorship in the late 70s and the emergence of a democracy. And there was, I think at that point, there was a sense of freedom and that Spain could be more cosmopolitan, could escape this isolationism. So what you get in the 21st century, you have composers writing in multiple languages. We're talking anywhere from avant-garde to neoclassical, neo-baroque, all the way up to fractal and 12-tone compositions. So it diversifies. I mean, from my standpoint, it's reached new renaissance. So, 21st century Spanish guitar, this volume, I wanted to start contributing to the instrument. And I wanted to step outside the boundaries of what we call standard repertoire. I want to start producing repertoire that other guitarists will start playing.
And sort of carry on that tradition, that legacy from those that came before you.
Exactly. I originally went to Spain thinking I was going just to study music already written for the guitar. And I sort of turned my head to this huge body of new composers. And I was like, wow, this is a great opportunity. Let's start creating something new. So I immediately started contacting some of the composers whose music I was listening to. And we started wining and dining. And after a few glasses of Rioja.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which always helps,
yeah.
I'm sure.
I would commission these composers to write new works for me. 30 works that I've commissioned from Spanish composers in Spain and abroad.
Quite a volume.
Yeah, so it sort of just spun out of control.
And your appearance coming up this Saturday is at Spivey Hall in Morrow, just south of Atlanta.
That's correct. This will be my debut solo recital in Atlanta at the great Spivey Hall. It's going to be a pleasure, and I'm going to be performing music from the Baroque to 21st century Spanish music that I've commissioned. So it should be a very fun and diverse program.